So one of the factors of dropping out is experiencing the low quality of teaching at the universities. What can be done by universities to improve a student's satisfaction with their degree?
So dissatisfaction with teaching is a factor in why some students are considering leaving. And there are particularly serious problems with teaching in certain fields which have relatively high dropout rates. These include engineering and in particular IT. So it seems like there are problems around the way teachers are recruited into those fields. And also I think there is a general cultural problem at universities that even though things have improved over time, teaching is not regarded as a profession where there are norms that everyone has to keep to in terms of their teaching quality. And therefore what we get is teaching which is of very patchy quality. Some excellent teachers, others who are not so good.
Based on your report, students who choose to study part-time and then convert to full-time tend to increase their chances in completing their degrees. In saying that, do you think that students who are still studying part-time and have ultimately completed their degrees should be converting to full-time?
Look, if a student can genuinely manage all their competing commitments in their lives, and we think that most students study part-time because they've got a job or they've got family commitments or issues like that, if they do successfully do it, then fine. But I think what our analysis shows is that the vast majority of people who start part-time, it turns out to be very, very difficult. And on our figures, of the students who continuously study part-time, that is, they never go full-time at any period in their course, only about 20% complete a degree in 8 years. There are 9% or so who are still enrolled. So we're looking at total non-completion rate of around 70%, which is very high.
You suggested that universities needed to communicate more clearly with part-time students about time management. What factors have brought you to this conclusion that better communications between uni admins and part-time students would have mitigated the risk of possible dropouts?
Look, I think one of the things that's going on here is that if you look at most university websites and when they talk about part-time study, they just emphasise its flexibility. And of course, it does make it easier to accommodate other things going on in your life. What they don't tell you is how many subjects you actually need to do each year to complete the degree in its maximum time. Every degree has a maximum time that often unis don't tell you about. These maximum times vary between universities, but in all of them, a student needs to pass at least 3 subjects every year to have any chance of completing within the maximum time. Students aren't told that, and many students enroll taking fewer than 3 subjects. In our view, students should have to provide a good reason why they are doing more than what they need to do to stay on track, and they need to have a credible catch-up plan when they take fewer in a given year than they should be doing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Daily, where I'm joined by Andrew Norden, the Higher Education Director of the Grattan Institute, who has co-written a report on the costs and benefits of dropping out of universities. Now, it seems that dropping out of university isn't exactly means that you're making a bad choice. The report has found that those who started their degrees but later dropped out earn more than those who never went to uni. What do you think that is?
So I think there are 2 reasons for that. One is that if you got admitted to university in the first place, probably your ability levels are at least average and probably above. So that is going to be rewarded in the job market, whether you've actually got the credential or not. What we've also found is from a survey we did of people who have dropped out is that quite a number of them say that they did in fact learn useful skills while they're at university, even though they did not complete. So it's quite possible those skills are contributing to their higher earnings as well. So I think there are 2 good reasons why this is happening, and this is reflected in the Australian earnings data.
Do you think the increase in students dropping out has more to do with the nature of university or the individual priorities of these students?
So it is a complex mix of the two. We have a separate background report which does have some information on universities, and there are certainly some universities that do a lot better than others. But my view is that often it's the study choices that students make that is the biggest critical factor. Universities influence those study choices by whether they tell you how many subjects you should take or not. But in my view, there are a lot of individual characteristics which influence whether you complete or not. Some of these the universities can influence, such as teaching quality or advice on how many subjects to take. Others they can't. You know, if people get sick or have some major life change, there's nothing universities can do about that. And for those students, often dropping out is the right thing to do.
Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew.